The teacher and evangelist. The work of educating our youth as outlined for us in the instruction given by God is to be sacredly maintained. We must choose as teachers those who will educate in right lines. Said my instructor, "Let not teachers be chosen to educate and train the youth who will not maintain the simplicity of Christ's methods." His teachings contain the very essence of sanctified simplicity. Those who present matters to the students in an uncertain light are not fitted for the work of teaching. No man is qualified for this work unless he is daily learning to speak the words of the teacher sent from God. Now is the time to sow the gospel seed. The seed we sow must be that which will produce the choicest fruit. We have no time to lose. The work of our schools is to become more and more in character like the work of Christ. Only the power of the grace of God working on human hearts and minds will make and keep the atmosphere of our schools and churches clean. There have been teachers in our schools who could pass well in a worldly institution of learning, but who were unfitted for the training of our youth because they were ignorant of the truths of the gospel of Christ. They were unable to bring the simplicity of Christ into their labors. It should be the work of every teacher to make prominent those truths that have called us out to stand as a peculiar people before the world, and which are able to keep us in harmony with heaven's laws. In the messages that have been sent us from time to time, we have truths that will accomplish a wonderful work of reform in our characters if we will give them place. They will prepare us for entrance into the city of God. It is our privilege to make continual advancement to a higher grade of Christian living.